brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gary Badley, who for a decade has been distributing alternative books and films, exposing the New World Order and much more, joins us. National distribution of Terror Storm in Borders Books, Barnes & Nobles, Virgin, you name it, starting tomorrow. We're lobbying to get it into Blockbuster and Hollywood Video. Please help us do that. Going right back to your calls, who's up next here? Gary in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling.
Sorry, bear with me. I got a little cold going on. I wanted to say, first off, that anybody that wants a copy of Terror Storm, Loose Change, or Outfoxed and can't afford it, to go to MySpace/SoulIsMissing, and I'll send you a copy for free on DVD. And also, I wanted to ask you, what do you say to people who say you have Zionist handlers?
Well, I mean, it's not true. People can say I'm a 14-foot-tall, blood-drinking reptoid, but it's not true. I don't blame any one group for evil. I do expose what Israel's doing is wrong, and I've gotten a lot of criticism for it. And I think a lot of the people saying that are actually disinfo agents, in the real sense of the term, out there trying to get us to infight with each other. In fact, I'm credited with waking up more people in the New World Order than anybody else in this country. And I frankly don't like that credit because I don't like being at the tip of the spear. It's a very dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't screen your calls like most shows do. You're here on air right now. And when people do call in with this almost every day, it's just, what do you say about those that say you're handled by Zionists? Well, number one, it's not true. But number two, I do have Jewish friends, which people do grab and use, and I think that's really anti-Semitism. A lot of the people that are against what Israel's doing, that's one thing, but a lot of them just frankly have connections to white supremacists, and they just hate Jews, period. And so, no, I don't hate Jews, and if that makes me a Zionist-handled creature, then guilty as charged.
Yeah, they kind of crack me up every day. I read your blogs and stuff on MySpace, and there'll be at least three or four people on each one that say, you're a liar, you've got Zionist handlers.
And they sit there accusing me of being a censor while I leave them unmolested on the site. Now, a few of them know how to hack. A few of them go in and block and take over the page. We've had to delete a few of those guys because they're being piggish, so no one else can post.
Yeah.
But no, we don't censor. Did anybody ask what you were calling about?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, hold on. The Zionists are beating me with a cane about the head for not. Gary Badley, you want to comment on this?
Yeah, I mean, there's no need to, you know, have internal infighting amongst the alternative. I was very disappointed at the 9/11 truth events in New York during the fifth anniversary, that there were rivalries in certain groups accusing others of spreading disinformation, being controlled by the CIA, etc. I mean, you know, we got enough big bad guys to go fight without having sort of infighting amongst us.
Well, that's what the CIA does, is they actually do go in and try to stir up groups against each other, and something we don't do, which is an absolute indicator that we're not an operation. Folks, if this was a government operation, all you would hear was infighting. That's how COINTELPRO works. So, I mean, here I have responded to it again. It's just people say I censor this radio show. They say I censor my websites. None of it is true. It's all lies.
Well, the thing that gets me about it is that a lot of the people that are talking about Zionists and everything, and a lot of the people that are talking about the 9/11 truth movement, are actually talking about the same people. They're all talking about George Bush. They're talking about Israel. They're talking about Iran. They're talking about all of this going on.
That's why they're mad. Listen, the government has disinfo agents out there who pose as anti-Semites and other things, who then go out accusing everyone of, quote, not being hardcore enough to give the movement a bad name. We've caught rabbis, you know, running the Aryan Nations up in Idaho, you know, funding groups to go out and howl Hitler. Okay? I mean, we are not going to be racist. We are not going to follow that level. We're not going to do what they want. They want to try to bully us into doing things that discredit our movement. Gary Badley, let's do a few more minutes on the other side. I want to finish up plug your website, and let you get back to work today. And we'll continue with calls throughout the hour and a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. But there, I answered your question yet again. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Gary Badland, and I'm going to go through all the international and national news we have not gotten to. We're 8 days, really 7.5 days, away from the big election next week. Tomorrow, nationwide in most video and bookstores in the country, like Barnes & Noble's and Borders and Virgin, you'll be able to buy my new film, Terror Storm. And this isn't going to happen. This isn't going to have the effect. A few of them will be put in stores. Those will be sold. And then you'll never hear about it again unless you go out and buy them all off the store shelves. Then they'll move them to more prominent areas. Then they'll put in end caps. Then they'll put in whole shelves of them. Then we can really have a huge effect. The ball is in your court. We're selling it at an incredibly low price, like 11-something. In the stores, basically giving them away. The company distributing it gets like $4 or something. I get like 50 cents or something. I don't even care. I just want to get the information out to the people. Please help me. The big video rental stores have refused to carry it. They have carried other stuff distributed by Gary Badley and Disinfo, their big distribution company. And again, the term disinfo is in your face, saying, hey, don't believe us, check out our facts. Whereas Fox says we're fair and balanced, they say, hey, we're disinfo, which is the opposite. They put out Fox, they put out the films against Walmart, they put out, you know, books on 9/11, other videos on 9/11. You can go to their website, disinfo.com, and find out a lot more, not just Terror Storm. Please get Terror Storm. Tomorrow, go out to your Barnes & Nobles, go out to your Borders, go out to your Virgin, and get it. Gary, we were talking during the break about how important it is for this film to be seen. It proves government-sponsored terror. It proves 7/7. It proves 9/11 as inside jobs. How important is it to do that?
It's incredibly important. And picking up on what you just said, if people don't go out and buy it and tell their friends about it, buy one for their dad who doesn't believe any of it, etc., then we're going to fail. You know, we can make these great films, but if people don't go out there and support them and spread them around, they won't have the effect that they're intended to. And the fact that the election is 8 days away is not unrelated to the release date of the DVD of Terror Storm, which is coming out tomorrow. We want it to have an effect. We want people to be questioning what their government's been up to.
And that was the closest Tuesday, because that's when DVDs new DVDs go on store shelves on Tuesdays. It's how it's set up. It's the closest day towards November 1st. That's the real official date, but it will be in stores all over the country tomorrow. We have a list of the stores it's in up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway, please do go, you know, do check out the DVD. If you like it, please do tell everyone to go and buy it too, or ask for it if they don't have it at their local store. And I should mention, by the way, that we've been talking exclusively about the chains, really, on this broadcast. But your independent video stores are usually much more supportive of this type of film. There's a huge long list of independents all around the country. It's important that we support those stores so they stay in business, so they can stock more of these films. So Alex mentioned Waterloo in Austin, but there's plenty of other great stores like Scarecrow in Seattle, like Kim's in New York, like Amoeba in San Francisco and Los Angeles. They're tremendous stores. Please support them, too, as well as asking for the Terror Storm DVD at the chains.
Yeah, the corporates would love for you to only get the big releases by the old Hollywood system, but that system is in disarray and falling apart to the glee of a lot of my Hollywood friends. They're sick of it. And so it's important that, again, like if you want organic produce in the stores, when you see it, buy it. It's the same thing with this. I mean, is that a good analogy, a good parallel?
I think it's a good analogy because, you know, this was the organic movement was very fringe, and the mainstream food distribution network basically were able to laugh at them, ignore them, and belittle them. And it's been the same being in the media business over the last several decades. But it's changed. We can now laugh at them for being dinosaurs. They can't even release these kind of films anymore. They don't know how to do it. There's a movie out that I won't name, but one of the so-called independent film companies that's really a Hollywood company has released an Iraq-related film recently. They're trying to do it the independent way, the way that we would do it. They can't figure it out. It's not working for them. So it's very important to support companies like ours and like Alex's, the InfoWars and Disinfos of the world, so that we can keep doing more of it. And the stores that support our films are your local independent video and bookstores. So I would really encourage people to go there first.
Is Vulcan in Austin going to have it?
You know, I don't actually know that, Alex, but many of the independent stores buy from what are called one-stops. They're wholesalers that carry all of the studio's different products. Sometimes they're too small to buy from every studio directly, so they'll buy from a wholesaler. So,
there's big clearinghouses.
That's exactly right, and there's a number of them around the country. And the little mom-and-pop stores very often will order from one place, so they just have to pay one bill, rather than having accounts open with multiple studios and distributors.
Well, that's so much what the media revolution is about. If you want to unseat the New World Order, if you want to defeat them, taking the power of the media away from them, they've used as a tool of propaganda and lies, is integral, is central, is essential, is absolutely vital that you diligently and vigilantly take action and get out there and aggressively get these films. Look, I put Terror Storm out day one for free on Google Video. My one desire is for you to see it, but that's still more of a fringe thing. In the stores is where you hit the doctors and the lawyers and your neighbors or your mother or your cousin or the judges. And if it's a winner there, like Outfoxed was, they knocked it out of the park. Well, 300,000 copies or something. If we're able to do that with Terror Storm, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to have a gigantic seismic effect and will knock the door open even wider for all the other alternative films. We are rushing the enemy barbed wire. We have had many victories. I mean, when PrisonPlanet.com is as big as the Dallas Morning News, when InfoWars.com is rated as big as the Washington Times website, one person runs InfoWars. Three people run Prison Planet. One person runs Jones Report. you know. And I, again, we are having an effect, and it's because of you, but it won't happen. It won't go to the next level unless you take action. So this is a call to action. Go to InfoWars.com right now. Go to PrisonPlanet.com right now. Get that big list of stores that are carrying it. Go into those stores. Support them. Email this list of stores to all your friends and family, your whole email list. Tell them to support alternative film in this country. I'm frankly putting my life on the line to make films like this. It's frankly dangerous. Gary Badley is putting all on the line to do this. And so please support us in this venture and what we're doing. Gary Badley, I want to thank you for coming on with us, and I want to thank you for being supportive of Terror Storm. And I am also busily, while I'm doing all of this, making a new film about the Bilderberg Group and the world government. And I hope that you'll distribute that as well. And I appreciate your tireless work. And I want your honest opinion of this. Right now, with how the stores have received it, they're just now getting it in. With the buzz you're seeing, are you thinking Terror Storm, as it sets now, with the buzz that's out there, is going to be big?
I think it can be big, but it's not going to be big unless your core audience, the people who are listening to this broadcast right now, go out and get it rolling. And that's what's very important. You have a very small window in which to make an impact at retail. There are new DVDs coming out every Tuesday, as we discussed. And if we don't get rid of those, that initial order, if they don't sell those initial orders in the first 2, 3, 4 weeks, they return all the unsold videos and they restock with something else. If we don't get the ball rolling with our core audience, you guys who are listening right now, then we're not ever going to reach the people who are the skeptics, the non-believers, who we really need to reach the most.
And then you also lose your hind end.
That's right, but that's not my biggest concern. I take that risk every day, every week that we put out our film.
Well, take Barnes & Noble. You told me that you're actually making a big move to get them in end caps. How'd that go?
That will do, and that's something we pay for, though. It's a bit like when you go to the supermarket and you see all the different products on display.
The Wheaties display, yeah.
Yeah, that's been paid for. You know, those have been paid for by the cornflakes companies or whoever it is, and it's the same when you go into the chain bookstores and the chain video stores. The stuff that's up front on the wall or on an end cap has been, it's paid placement almost always. It's not the same at the independent stores, but at the chain stores, it's almost always paid placement. And yes, they will take our money. So when you see it on display in the chain, it's probably because we paid for it to be there.
Yeah, that's my point, is that we're all taking a risk here. So we're also, I mean, we gave it to you for free on Google Video, folks. Now go get the quality at the stores, because we're putting it all on the line. I mean, Gary, again, you were making a lot more money back when you were just doing music stuff, but why did you finally decide to do this? Because they tried to censor you, or why?
I decided to do it because nobody else was doing it satisfactorily. I felt very keenly that the so-called alternative media or underground media was alternative underground for a reason, which was it wasn't being properly produced and presented, marketed, and distributed. And so what we've tried to do is to go out and package stuff as professionally as any major studio or major publishing house. We've tried to invest the same kind of marketing plans and marketing dollars to get it out there in front of people on the end caps, on the walls, etc., and to make this stuff available easily to people who are not the core audience.
Well, you know, Gary, in closing, I appreciate you stepping up to the plate and helping me get in the game at this level. And so I'm going to do the best job I can to promote this and to make this a success. And I know my great listeners will do this as well. Thanks for spending an hour and 18 minutes with us. And go with God, my friend, and keep up the good work.
Alex, thanks so much for a great film and for all your great work.
Thank you. There goes Gary Badley. All right. Now, we were able to get the mother who's complaining in the Associated Press about the police coming in with machine guns, yelling at the children, having them line up like criminals, not even, quote, telling them it was a drill. We've got her at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to try to jam in Roman, Margaret, Steve, and Cal quickly on the other side, but we'll continue with calls after this quick break. And in closing with the Terror Storm promotion here, I don't usually spend a lot of time on issues like this, but it's so central in the fight. I'll be at Waterloo Records and Music, and Video tomorrow, 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the corner of Lamar and 6th Street for a video signing and a speech. Hope to see you there. We'll be right back on the other side with your calls, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed the Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and Healy bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GC and Live for a free gift.
All right. Yeah. Back in the saddle, fighting the new world order. Roman, Margaret, Steve, Cal, we'll get to everybody. Ron leapfrogs all of you, though, because he says he disagrees. Ron in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Hold on, I guess I have to switch. Yeah, I think that the best thing to do is to give everyone in the country a chip with GPS, transponder in it, and also video and audio technology to where the government can know everything that everyone sees, hears, says, etc. And the program should be started file a test with the congressmen, the senators, the guys in the White House.
But that's never, okay, I get your tongue-in-cheek thing. That's never going to happen. It's going to be for us and not them. They exempt themselves from most of the laws they give us.
Yeah, but what has to happen is when this comes down, when they start mandating laws that everyone has to be chipped, we have to go out in the streets, we have to get on the radio shows, and we have to say, we won't mind doing this if the men in D.C. and the men in the state capitals who want this do it first.
But see, you didn't hear Aaron Russo when he talked to Nick Rockefeller. Huge article up on PrisonPlanet.com concerning how Nick Rockefeller said there's going to be a big event soon that's going to let us go into Afghanistan and Iraq, and that was 9/11. Huge story, folks, up there in the general news section of PrisonPlanet.com. They told him, once you're a member of the elite, you'll be exempt. Your card, your chip will say that you're to be left alone. That's why they want it.
No, I heard that. I heard the Aaron Russo interview, and it was excellent. But we have to demand in a public forum that if they're going to do this, they have to do it first. We have to say you first or no.
Okay, I get your point. You don't really disagree, though. It's a way to jump to the head of the line. Thank you for the call. Roman in California. Roman, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Roman. Thank you for holding. Welcome.
Yes, I'd like to say that the only reason this is happening in America is because stupid people keep electing the Freemasons into our government. We need to stop electing the Freemasons.
Well, Freemasons are a big part of the problem, but most Freemasons don't know that because they're compartmentalized porch Masons and don't know that.
Yes, I know the whole Masonic.
Well, I know you know, sir. We're having a radio show. We're not having a private conversation.
No.
So I don't want to let their propaganda. Let me stop you.
Okay.
I don't want to let their propaganda work against us. They know most Masons are good people. Most Masons don't know what they're part of, how it's compartmentalized, like an intelligence operation. And so they hear us bash all Masons and they think we're liars. No, most Masons are low level and don't know what they're part of.
Right, they're puppets. They follow.
Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. You need to get off the liquor or whatever, getting drunk, calling into the show, okay? I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Margaret in Illinois. Margaret, thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex, I don't know if you heard about Amtrak lately. Canada owns part of Amtrak around Carbondale, Illinois, in this area, Chicago, and they're trying to get an Amtrak train, and they may have to go to court to do this, and they are trying to work it out. And Congressman Durbin, surprisingly a liberal, has really gone to bat for this. And just the fact is that some other country can come in and tell us what we can't do, and we need trains bad going from Carbondale University up to Chicago and this kind of thing. And then I also have one more thing. The poem you had on the 13th, I wish that you would read it again or have it available. I've tried to call someone to try to get a copy.
What poem was that?
On the New World Order. You had a caller read this. It was on the 13th.
Yeah, I asked him to email it for us to post it, but are you on speakerphone?
What?
Are you on speakerphone? I'm getting a horrible echo.
No, I'm just on a regular phone. I have.
Yeah, it's probably on our end then.
No, I turned the speaker off.
Okay, and I'm sure it's us, but go ahead.
So is there any way that you could put it on your website or read it again?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff people send us that I meant to post and we meant to get done. We just don't have the staff or the funds, and we miss a lot of stuff. But
this is such a big thing.
Okay, well, I don't have it in text. Can somebody send it to me? I don't know. The callers call in all the time.
You don't know the author's name. You don't recall.
I don't even remember what poem it was.
Well, it was Beware the New World Order or something. But it was terrific.
Oh, I think that was somebody calling from Missouri, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah, I remember it now. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have that, but maybe they'll send it to us.
Yep.
Thank you so much. We got a guest coming up, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates. You should all support them, support your sponsors, tell everybody about the stations. We also go out on Global Shortwave, on WWCR, doing a great job, and the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are being turned into a prison planet. We have Aaron Russo's America Freedom to Fascism, sending shockwaves across the country in its DVD release of last Monday. We have it on the secure online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. It's $19.95. When you get Terror Storm with it, Terror Storm's only $9.95. Both films for $29.95, Terror Storm and American Freedom to Fascism. The best Christmas gift, the best birthday present, exposing government-sponsored terror and exposing the police state and the Federal Reserve IRS system in this country. Again, Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we will get you up and on the air if you call us toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Not to be confused with the toll-free number to order the films, 888-253-3139. Going to our guest, listen, folks, you know one of my pet peeves is what happens in these schools. And in Michigan, 2 years ago, AP reported that under federal grants, it's happened coast to coast, literally thousands of school districts, they practice blowing up school buses. They tell elementary, middle school, high school students, but mainly it's elementary and middle school, that terrorists are attacking. They normally say the terrorists are homeschoolers. I'm not kidding. Just type it into Google. You'll pull up mainstream articles. The children cry. They scream. I have video of it in my film Road to Tyranny where the children are crying and screaming, elementary students, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds crying with guns in their faces. An officer blew another officer's head off in Fort Worth at one of these drills. An officer shot himself in the foot in Michigan. For some reason, Detroit's really bad. I mean, there's so many cases of this. And it is conditioning. Goose Creek, up in North Carolina with the attack dogs biting the children. This is, quote, a drill. They don't warn them. They come in. They terrorize them. And they cry. They scream. And joining us, this is in the AP today, school safety drills. Students who were unaware police were conducting a drill were taken from the classroom into the halls, patted down by officers and asked what they had in their pockets, the newspaper said. It says that they were carrying MP5 machine guns. And it goes on here, and we are joined by Marge Bradshaw, whose son, Wayne, was witness to this. Thank you for coming on, Mrs. Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Please tell us about your town, what you witnessed, what you learned, why you're so outraged.
Well, basically, how I see it, what happened to the children's rights and the parents' rights. You know, it all stems back with with Republicans and Democrats. How I see that these kids and even the parents don't deserve this. We have enough lunatics out in the world. Why add more on? If they would have gotten a hold of the parents and let us decide if we want our kids to be scared or any trauma, you know, that's our choice. But like Channel 17, they called me and they wanted my opinion. I said, all nationwide, you know, if the parents aren't going to stand up for our own rights and for our children, then what's the sense of voting? The school, personally, I don't work in the school, but I see enough kids, and I've babysat over 23 kids through my life. And the school, they don't really give a damn about the parents or the kids. The trauma, it's got to quit, and it's got to quit now. If they're going to do any trauma, why not just put in metal detectors? That would quit a lot of this.
Well, they're already turning them into prisons. Don't worry. That's what this is all about.
Well,
now, please describe how you learned of this, what really went on, because we know it's always worse than even what the paper says, if that's even possible.
Yeah. I was walking to work. And after I got done babysitting, then my son asked me, Mom, did you hear about what had happened? I said, no, what had happened? And so he says, well, Mom, I don't have time to talk to you, but go ask the clerk that works over at the store. So I asked her, and she says, well, didn't you hear? I said, well, no, I didn't hear nothing. 7th and 8th graders, they were in the classroom. They did not even forewarn the teachers or the students that they were going to do this bomb, do this red code. That's what they call it. And
yeah,
they came on in with guns and all that stuff, patting down these kids, asking these kids, what do you have in your pockets? And
now, let's be specific. The AP reported they took them out, lined them up like they were criminals,
yep,
and started frisking them.
Yep. And right there, excuse my English, but it just pissed the hell out of me because these kids, and same thing with us parents, you know, we didn't do nothing wrong, you know, and I
think it's guilty until proven innocent, treating you like terrorists, training you to be slaves. Please continue with what happened.
So anyway, so then it came to this one kid, and the officer said, well, what do you have in your pocket? And the kid only had a razor phone. And in the meantime, they got guns against these kids' heads, and some students, from what I've been told, they had literally wet the pants. They sit in the hallway.
So they did wet their pants, and let's be clear, guns to the head.
Yeah. I found out that they had no bullets in the guns, but
Hold on,
you know?
Ma'am, I understand you're mad, but please, we can't do that on radio, so I understand you're totally
okay.
Outraged, and I'm glad you're standing up here. Okay, so guns to your children's, guns to the children's head in the 8th grade, people wetting. Now, you're saying you were told by witnesses there was wetting.
They literally had wet the pants. Now, right there is embarrassment on the students' behalf.
The government is the government terrorizing children until they wet their pants, which we've seen in report after report. Now, did you know that in Detroit, an officer shot himself in one of these drills?
Yeah. And, you know, I personally think that the people, need to stand up and do something about this because the governor, the president, they're not doing nothing about this. They have to consider...
Well, actually, ma'am, they are doing something. They funded it. This is all federal funding.
Well, no, I'm talking about as to put the clamps on this.
No, I understand, but they're behind it, so...
Well, there you go.
Now, are you interested to know why they're doing it? It's to condition your children to be prisoners. Did you know they've been doing it coast to coast? In some areas, they have police dogs actually biting and grabbing and ripping up and...
We do have officers that do work in the school. And I understand why they're doing it, but I just... Personally, I disagree.
You understand why they're putting guns to their heads? Okay.
No, I don't understand that behalf. I do understand why they had the bombing drills, you know, but...
But it wasn't a bombing drill. They're in there putting guns to their heads, having them wet themselves because they can get away with terrorizing. Why do you think the feds are funding them putting guns to kids' heads nationwide? It's to train your children how to be prisoners and to give up when the men in the black uniforms show up.
Thank you.
This is terrorism to condition your children. These are government camps, and everybody needs to get their children out of these public schools. Did you know they killed an officer in one of these drills in Fort Worth?
I did hear something about that.
Blew his head. Oh, there's so many cases. Blew his head clean off. Okay, they had, a lot of times they have loaded guns. Did you hear about what happened in Minneapolis where they didn't tell the teacher and had guys practicing taking them hostage and the people pooped themselves and the teacher passed out and you need to file suit on these terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
That's what terrorists do. They put guns to children's heads. That's what bank robbers do. I want them all to go to prison.
Yep, and, you know, Chuckling, it's a shame that our country's going down that way because, you know, I believed in, you know, you do right, rightness will come back to you, you know. And I just think, technically, they overstepped the boundaries. And my one neighbor had, well, in fact, how all this came about was I talked to my neighbor and I babysit her child and she says, let's call Channel 17. I said, no, I just wanted your feedback.
Happened at Lee Middle School and Lee High School.
Yep.
This happened in the town of Wyoming, Michigan. And now, was this the city or the county SWAT team or a gaggle of goons?
This was the county and the gigs.
So the county and who else?
Basically, it was basically both of them.
Yeah, it was an MJTF. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, the feds always fund these as MJTF ops.
And with the gun thing, they were saying that there was no bullets, and it's like,
they're training our children to thumb scan to get school lunches. They're training them to be frisked, and that's not enough. If they can train parents to accept the children on their knees with MP5s to their heads, crying. I have video of 8 and 9-year-old children begging and crying. It is terrorizing our children. This is a pure scum.
Yeah. And technically, there's nothing that we can do about it.
Now, this horrible principal is making excuses over this. He needs to be fired.
I agree 100% on that. Chuckling, the kid said, why don't you be a principal? I said, no, I'd have to go back the old way.
Yeah,
you
Police
know,
Chief James Carmody, he needs to be fired. Are you going to sue these people?
I like to. I mean, I'm not into the suing because I don't think you get...
You have to. You have to sue them. People need to lose their jobs because then the cities and counties will refuse the federal funding to go put guns to little children's...
Yeah.
Imagine little children, imagine middle schoolers sitting there wetting themselves with a bunch of brainwashed attack dogs.
Now, remind you, for 40 minutes, standing against the law for 40 minutes. And then on top of that, that's not good enough. They don't let us parents know. Well, they did. They sent the note home the same day that they did this, okay?
Yeah, they send you a note afterwards.
Yeah, and then on top of that, us parents don't know what's going on. And then our kids are coming home 20 minutes early. So school lets out at 2:30. Kids are getting out at about 15 after 2.
And then if you don't pick your children up on time, they CPS you.
Thank you. And, you know, personally,
let me guess, I bet the CPS is grabbing a whole bunch of kids in your town.
I bet you they are. And, you know,
that's another pack of criminals.
Yeah, there's just no excuse for any of this.
No, they're terrorists. Folks, this is what terrorists do. Terrorists terrorize to train you that they're in command. This is nothing but a re-education camp, training and traumatizing your children coast to coast. I bet a lot of parents listening right now, if you ask your children if this ever happened, I bet they're scared to death, and I bet a lot of your kids tell you this has happened to them. I bet there's people listening right now that this has happened. Did you hear about Michigan where they told them it was homeschoolers and that they were going to kill them?
Mm-hmm. I did hear something about that.
Oh, yeah. Imagine guns to their head, throwing fake blood on them. And this was elementary students saying, we're going to kill you. We're the homeschoolers against public education. And what does that do? It demonizes Second Amendment to the kids. They'll be traumatized for life. And it demonizes homeschooling when homeschoolers have never done anything wrong.
You know what's really interesting of some of these principals? They are so ignorant, okay? They'd rather have a child be tormented in this way than having them wet in their pants and whatever they had done, okay, that I don't know about. Then if something like this had happened and something bad had happened, then I thought to myself,
there was one case where they shot a child. When they do that, they just keep it real quiet. One or two news articles, they pay out $1 million of your tax money, and it goes away. Listen to this. Principal David Britton said students weren't told ahead of time, the principal admits, weren't told ahead of time to make the drill as realistic as possible. Terrorizing children with big men in black uniforms and masks pointing guns to their little heads. Mm-hmm. That's America, a giant re-education camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you going to try? I mean, I know most parents don't make enough money to get them out of the schools, but are you thinking about getting your children out of the camp?
Pretty much. Put it this way. Several years back, I was not that, I don't care for that school, period. If it was up to me, I'd go for a lawsuit, but, you know, it's just my
choice. You know
what
those schools are designed to do? To get your child into the system. Take all over the country, they have a federal grant that if your child's late to class three times, they count it as an absence, claim it's truancy when the truancy law doesn't even say what absence is truancy, and then they put them into the criminal system, bluff them into signing on to probation.
Yeah.
Everything's about getting you into the criminal system.
And, you know, this is what I'm kind of wondering. It's like what had happened and from 1970 up, you know, since we've had that bombing. You know, I think that's really affected a lot of people. You know, they figure, okay, we got to do this, torture the kids, and so on and so on.
But leave the borders wide open and have drug dealers and criminals everywhere. Oh, but we've got to torture the children.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
and, you know, they're not looking at emotionally or mentally down the years.
Oh, they are looking. No. This is to train them to be slaves, to train them to have terror of the police, to train them to submit. Well, they've had urban warfare drills where the U.S. Army and the Marines practice taking over every city in the U.S., and I have Marines on tape admitting they're training us to take our guns, and they did it in New Orleans. This is all to condition us that when they really do it, did you know the Washington Post reported a year after I broke the story that when there's a major terror attack, they're going to lock down the schools and take our children away from us?
I did not hear about that one.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. This is a diabolical, man, I'm telling you, I've studied it. It is it's worse than you know. It's a diabolical plan.
Mm-hmm.
And those police engaging in that terrorism, they believe that, oh, well, we get a federal grant, oh, it's to help the kids, this stuff's real serious, we got to do this, and they warp their minds. It's about brainwashing the cops, brainwashing the teachers, brainwashing the parents, and traumatizing, trauma-based mind control of our children. Are you outraged?
I'm very outraged. I don't see no sense of any of this. You know, what happened to justice? You know,
In America, imagine the forefathers could look in a crystal ball from 200 years ago and see our kids lined up crying with men in black uniforms putting guns to their heads for no reason.
Yeah. It kind of makes you sick, doesn't it? I mean, what do you believe in 20 years back? Do you know what had happened, you know?
And it doesn't make us safer, by the way. Well, listen, do you want to give anybody your email or contact info? I guarantee you we got lawyers listening that would like to sue the pants off these people.
Basically, my address is 2015 Galewood, Southwest Wyoming, Michigan, 49509. And, you know, have a good day, and I hope somebody will be able to stamp to the plate and protect their kids, because I can't do it. You know, we're going to have half of the Americans to stand up and say, hey, enough is enough, you know, and that's why we got more lunatics going back in prison, because they think this crap's all right.
Those police need to be fired immediately. That chief needs to be fired immediately. That principal needs to be fired immediately. There needs to be a education board investigation, and those federal grants need to be terminated immediately.
Oh, I agree 100%.
And the American people need to learn this is happening in every city and every town in America.
Well, you know, my main question I ask myself is, what is it going to have to take? What's going to break that camel back?
Well, what is this arrogant, what was the local news doing? Well, it's okay, it's for their safety.
Well, personally, I don't think it's for anybody's safety.
What's
the
call letters of Channel 17?
Pardon me?
What's the call letters of Channel 17?
I don't know what the call numbers are.
Is that out of your town? I just want to find the video of it.
Yeah, that's out of our Grand Rapids.
All right, Channel 17 out of Grand Rapids.
Hold on, I'll ask my niece just a minute. Bethany, what's Channel 17? Huh? Fox? It's Fox.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, have a good day.
And we'll stay in contact with you. I salute you.
Okay,
folks,
thank you.
God bless you. All right, we'll be right back. Take a few final calls and wrap up this transmission. If your blood's not boiling, you're brain dead.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If anybody else took little kids out of the house and put guns in their head and yelled at them, it'd be called terrorism of the worst type. But when the government does it, it's good. See, they're teaching you. They're setting precedents. Let's rampage through your calls. Steve in Texas, welcome. Hello, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I was just wondering if you had any advice for an atheist to keep from going postal.
For an atheist?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say start believing in God, my friend. And the whole atheist idea is belief in science and technology. I believe in all that, too, but I also believe in God, and I believe in doing the right thing. So pretty heavy question. I don't know what to say to you. Don't go postal. That'll only help the New World Order.
Well, I know that, but... Hey, I was going to ask you, have you ever heard of that interview with Kay Griggs?
Yes, I have.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. It's hearsay. I don't know.
All right. Have a good one. Love what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Pete in Texas. Pete, welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is Steve. Yeah, in Texas. Hey, I had a couple questions for you. I was gone out of town, so I didn't get to hear. Apparently, I provoked Pat Gray enough with KPRC in Houston. We finally got you on a show, and we had been going back and forth, and, of course, he was accusing me and you of being psychos and needing lithium and all stuff, but... two questions. First of all, I wanted to ask you, what was your impression of, you know, being on his show, and how do you
think
it
went? Man, I've done thousands of shows. Just another little sniveling neocon trying to desperately keep conservatives from learning that the party's controlled by the New World Order, desperately trying to keep the New World Order in control, desperately trying to bring down this country.
Yeah, I got the impression that he wasn't willing to, you know, hear anything you were saying that was factual. The other thing I wanted to ask
you... Yeah, he just kept changing the subject. He'd say, oh, show me proof, and I'd try to show it, and he wouldn't let me talk.
Right, and the other thing I wanted to ask is, and you had alluded to this on the interview with him last week, I keep hearing this stuff about 300 engineers in this interview in Popular Mechanics. Now, they're owned by Hearst?
Well, there's no 300 engineers in Popular Mechanics.
Okay, or Popular Science, I forget, but I have people... including Pat Gray brought this up to me in an email.
Yeah, it's all hit. It's a hit piece. It's straw men. It's not real issues. They don't debunk anything.
Okay, because they keep trying to say this, encountering Stephen Jones. You know, he got dismissed from BYU.
Oh, really? The underwriting? Well, what does that mean? Underwriting laboratories. I mean, Galileo got house arrest for saying the world was round.
Right.
You know, the underwriting laboratories did a test and showed that fire couldn't have done it in any of the buildings. I appreciate your call. I mean, I've answered that a million times. I mean, it's more baloney. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess the calls are scrambled because I go to one caller and it's another caller. Fred, then, wherever you're calling from. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. On the issue of mandatory requirements on the individual, you have the mandatory vaccines that people are going to have to struggle against if they don't want that to happen. You have the NAIS. You just have a whole list of things. I don't know if...
they're going to force us to use toll roads on all the major roads. They're going to try to force us to take vaccines. They're going to try to conscript us with a draft. It's all about slavery.
Right, and I think that that list is growing.
They're going to force you to let your children wet themselves as they drool on them with MP5s in their head. It's all about training us to be slaves.
And you are not exaggerating when you bring that issue up. It's a trend that people have to be aware of and fight all the way.
Letting these dogs literally savage our children, literally maul them. And if parents can be trained to let their children be mauled by stinking SWAT team members who yell at them, then we'll put up with anything, you land of the pig people. All right, let's talk to David in Texas. You're our last caller. Hit us. Come on, David. Come on down.
Hello.
David.
Hello.
Yes, come on.
I have something to report, some election fraud to report in Austin. It appears that the Republican Party has... organized a session of judges, local area judges, to be trained on polling techniques and so forth.
Of course they are. They're a bunch of criminals.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.